Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I'm just so excited to join each and every one of you all to just say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, God, for making a way out of no way. Come on. Thank you, God, for breathing a breath of air down my lungs. That part gave me every time, right? For breathing a breath of fresh air down my lungs and expanding my lungs so I can breathe and move and do whatever it is that God has called me to do in this season. So whatever it is that God has called you to do in this season, we just declare it to be good. We just declare it to be well. We just declare it to be, it is so, especially for the folks who have not even started to execute or who may have doubt or who may have fear illuminating in their mind. We just cast it out right now in the name of Jesus. Okay. All right. So good morning, y'all. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So I'm just really excited. I'm coming off a weekend of travel. I traveled to Charlotte this past weekend. If you don't know, I am on tour. I'm on tour. I'm on tour. I'm on tour. And guess what? Being on tour is really exhausting, but exciting at the same time, because it's something that was God-led, not self-led. Woo, let's say God-led, not self-led. There's a huge difference. And so going on a tour with Career Chasers and going around to various different cities, we did the Candles and Brunch tour. And the first stop, of course, was in the DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia area. The second stop was in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we had an amazing time. An amazing time was had. And so I'm excited to continue with it. Guess what? A new stop has been added. It will be in the Hampton Roads area. Not sure exactly when, but it will be in the Hampton Roads, Virginia area. And so I'm excited. That's actually an area that where I am from, but I really wasn't going to do it there because that's not where a lot of career chasers are. However, it has been a place that it just needs to happen there, right? So it will be happening. So what are we going to get into today? The message that the Lord literally downloaded in my spirit right before getting on this morning. y'all gonna laugh. I was looking on my desk, right? And what caught my eye was like a wristband. And the wristband said, "Our success is sealed. Our success is sealed." So S-E-A-L. And then it had like a dash with an E-D. So sealed, right? And so the Lord said emphasis on sealed. Emphasis on sealed. And so I looked it up. I mean, I know what the definition of sealed is, but as you already know, I love looking up words just to see how it is broken down, like from a verb, noun, adjective, all the things, right? And so when I looked up the word sealed, again, S-E-A-L-E-D, it said to confirm or make secure. To confirm or make secure. That's one definition. Then the next definition for sealed is to close or make secure against access, leakage or leakage. Again, to close or make secure against access, leakage. And so I was like, God, ooh, I'm about to run. I'm about to run. I'm about to run because I'm excited. Because y'all, that let's just go into the word with that definition. So basically, the weapons may form, but it won't prosper. The weapons may form against what is sealed, but it won't prosper because it has a sealed, like our success is sealed by God. If your success is sealed by God, I just need you to say, I declare and decree my success is sealed by God. My success is sealed by God. So in the definition of sealed, it says to close or make secure against access, against leakage. Therefore, because your success is sealed by God, yes, the weapons may form, but guess what? It won't prosper. The weapons may form, but guess what? It won't prosper. And so many weapons have been formed. I know in your life, in my life, and I could just testify, so many weapons have formed on this God-led tour. And but guess what? The success of the tour, the success of what is a God-led event in your life is sealed. So I just declare and decree that your success is sealed right now in Jesus' name. It is sealed by God. It is a sealed deal by God. Come on, it's a sealed deal. Your success is a sealed deal by God. Your success is approved by God, meaning you have God's stamp of approval. You have God's stamp of approval, meaning like as you go throughout life's journey, guess what? You're gonna meet opposition. You're gonna meet people or come against things such as anxiety, such as fear, such as doubt. You're gonna meet those type of oppositions on your journey of life, in your career, in your business journey, right? You're gonna meet those types of opposition. But guess what? We're gonna come against them. They're weapons. They're trying to form. They're going to form, but will you let it prosper? Will you let the weapons prosper, right? But I just give you the declaration and just declare and decree over our lives right now that is sealed by God. And when the weapons form or try to access your life, or the enemy is trying to access your life, you be like, Guess what? My success is sealed by God. My success. Not my neighbor's success or type of success, not my colleagues' type of success, not my business partner's type of success, but my type of success, the success that is ordained in God's will for my life, for my business, for my career. It's already sealed by God and it has God's stamp of approval. So when the weapons form, because it should be no surprise that they're going to form, the word says that they're going to form. But the question is, will you allow them to prosper? And so this past weekend, I always listen to Rock City, which is Pastor Mike Jr.'s church, by the way. And one scripture that he led to or talked about during his sermon was Numbers 13:30. Numbers 13:30, I want to say verses 30 through 31, or no, 30 through 32, excuse me. And verse 30 states, then Caleb silenced. I want you to really go and just read the entire thing, because it's on the report on the exploration, how Moses and Aaron has sent some people out to go spy on the land. And so that's just a synopsis, but go definitely read it during your homework this week. So it says, then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. But the men who had gone up with him said, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. And so, of course, I love to read the commentary in my Bible, and I want to share a little bit of it with you. It says, imagine standing before a crowd and loudly voicing an unpopular opinion, right? How many of us have voiced unpopular opinions, right? In the boardroom, unpopular opinions on business calls, unpopular opinions in our career journeys and meetings and different things like that, I know I have my hand raised up. I've voiced many of unpopular opinions, but when you do that, guess what? You're going to face what I said, opposition. You're going to face opposition. And so in this case, Caleb was willing to take the stand to do as God had commanded, right? And it says to be effective when you go against the crowd, or to be effective when you go against the world, or to be effective when you have a business idea or like a God-led idea, and it's like contrary to what the world may say about you or about it or to you. Ooh, are you relating this morning? Are you relating to what I'm saying? And so it says to be effective, one, have the fact. Have the facts. So in this scenario, Caleb had seen the land for himself. But for us, when you have the facts or going in and voicing an unpopular opinion, you may have to, the fact is that God sent you there. The fact is that God gave you the idea. The fact is you deserve to be at the table. The fact is you are the head and not the tail. The fact is you are above and not beneath. The fact is you are the apple of God's eye. Like the fact is, the fact is, and if you don't know exactly what God has promise for you or what God is saying about you, I encourage you to get in your word. Get in your word so you can definitely declare those things over your life. Declaring those things over your life is going to be important in this season. And number two, to be effective when you go against the world, you definitely have to have the right attitude. You have to have the right attitude, an attitude where you're going to encourage yourself and not wait for others to encourage you. The attitude of, I'm fitting to get it. I am going to get it. I am going to get it. I'm not just going to get it in my own strength, but I'm going to get it with all the heavenly resources backing me. I'm going to get it in God's strength. I'm going to get it in the strength where God is pushing me and propelling me to do all the things he has called for me to do. You're going to do it because it's in you to do it. It's a sign for you to do it. And I don't know about you, but if you don't do it, you're going to be in delayed obedience. And I've been there before, and I know we always talk about this, but it's not a good place to be in. So I encourage you strongly to do whatever it is that is meant for you to do in this season of your life, unpopular opinion or not, right? And then last but not least, it says, state clearly what you believe. And then in this scenario, it says, Caleb said, we can certainly do it. We can certainly do it. When somebody says we can certainly do it, the amount of confidence they must have must be amazing. The amount of confidence they must carry in that season of their life has to be off the chart. The amount of confidence, the amount of trust in God's will or trust in God's power to move through them to get to the next level has to be off the chart. The amount of trust has to be off the chart, because we can certainly do it, but we can do it even better when we are relying on all of what? Heaven's resources. All of heaven's resources, not our resources, not what our bank account says, not what, you know, we may have a team or the lack thereof, not on, oh, the marketing data and all of this says this, that, and the third. I'm not just relying on that. I'm relying on God to share or whisper into somebody's heart or ear to say, ooh, I don't even know how I came across this event, or I don't even know how I came across your information, your business, or I don't even know how I came across your resume. Come on now. I don't even know how I came across your name. But the fact is, we're here now. And since we're here, we're going to rejoice and we're going to give God all the praise, because when it comes to favor in your career, when it comes to favor in your business, when it comes to favor in your overall life, it's unexplainable. It's unexplained. It don't make sense. It don't make sense. But that's a key sign and a key evidence that it's nothing but God. It's nothing but the hand of God over your life, over your life. And so, my friends, whatever it is in this season, go possess it. Whatever it is in this season, go possess it with confidence and understand that your success is sealed by God. Your success is sealed by God. Whew. All right. I really pray that definitely penetrated your heart and that you heard it, and you heard it not just from me, but you heard it from the Lord. You heard the Lord just say, this is your further confirmation to move. This is your further confirmation to submit the job application. This is further confirmation to get the help you need in your career journey. This is further confirmation to move forward with certain either business partnerships or business ventures in your life. This is further confirmation. Okay. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. God, I thank you for their gifts. I ask that you continue to stir the gifts up on the inside of them, Lord. The gifts that they know they possess and the gifts that may lay dormant within them, God. God, I ask that you stir it up so good and give them what they need, all of heaven's resources. Let them know that, yes, the reality is this is what the bank account looks like, but know that you are going to be Jehovah Jireh. You're going to be the ultimate provider. You're going to give them everything they need, God, because you know what they need before they even know what they need. So God, we thank you. We thank you for supplying every one of their needs. We thank you for letting them embody the mindset of no lack. No lack. Lack will not know their name. Lack will not know their name in the name of Jesus, because you have given everything to them in order to really possess the land or possess whatever it is that you have called them to possess in this season of their life. God, we thank you for allowing us to overcome anxiety. We thank you for allowing us to overcome fear. We thank you for allowing us to overcome any tricks the enemy may throw our way, God. And we ask that you give us all the tools, all the backing that we may need in order to endure in these seasons, God. God, your word says the weapons may form, but God, give us the strength to not allow them to prosper in the name of Jesus, to prosper. And let us just declare right now that our success is sealed by you. Our success is sealed by you. Our success is approved by you. And it's so good to have your stamp of approval on whatever it is that you have assigned us to do in this season, whatever job that we may have or career we may have. Thank you for giving us the stamp, your stamp of approval, Lord, whatever our assignment is at that particular job or in our particular career, God, let us move with confidence in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for shielding us from all hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you for dispatching your angels to surround our bodies, God, to surround our families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for a beautiful work week. We thank you for a beautiful day. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.